First to NPR's David Welnup on the state of the North Korean nuclear threat.
This is how one of the top experts in the United States sizes up North Korea's nuclear program.
They have a formidable nuclear arsenal.
That's Stanford University nuclear scientist Siegfried Hecker. He's been to North Korea 7 times, and over the last decade, he's watched that arsenal grow from what he calls a few primitive weapons to as many as 2 dozen nuclear warheads today. And all this time, he says, via Skype, the country has also been developing ever more powerful missiles to deliver those warheads. Hecker says it appears North Korea is not yet able to reach the U.S. mainland with a nuclear-tipped missile.
The general guess is that's probably still possibly 5 years or so away. However, we also believe that North Korea has the ability to reach all of South Korea, all of Japan, and possibly some U.S. assets in the Pacific. That is what constitutes the crisis.
The latest salvo from North Korea came last month while Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was dining with President Trump. It was a simultaneous launch of 4 missiles aimed in the direction, Pyongyang said, of U.S. bases in nearby Japan. Melissa Hannum is a nuclear arms expert at the Middlebury Institute of International Studies at Monterey. This latest missile test, she says, was a clear message from North Korea.
It is quite a scary thought. Now, what they're saying is that they can launch multiple ballistic missiles that can reach Japan, South Korea, and carry a nuclear warhead.
And the North Koreans, Hannum says, have also made clear they would be ready to use their nuclear weapons immediately should war break out on the Korean Peninsula.
North Korea is making the calculation that it has to use nuclear weapons very early in any standoff. And it becomes very dangerous because there's a use them or lose them kind of sense.
What that suggests, says Tom Carrico of the Center for Strategic and International Studies, is that the U.S. and its allies in the region should prepare for battle.
We have to be even more ready that deterrence in a crisis could fail, and we have to be ready to end a conflict, terminate a conflict in short order.
And the main targets, Carrico says, should be North Korea's nuclear weapons sites.
The mission is not so novel. What we're really dealing with is a lot of quantity and very high stakes for missing.
But North Korea is now able to use solid fuel in its missiles, and that makes them much more easily moved around without detection. Stanford's Hecker says that makes it virtually impossible to obliterate North Korea's nuclear program.
We don't know where those sites are. You simply cannot eliminate the North Korea nuclear threat by bombing them today.
The best the U.S. can hope for at this point, Hecker says, is to set back a nuclear arms buildup that's been racing ahead. What's more, he says, a nuclear war cannot be won, so it's not worth starting one. Already, North Korea has a battery of non-nuclear warheads aimed at Seoul. A nuclear battle could mean its devastation. David Wellman, NPR News, Washington.